How did you feel when you found out that Brno had been named the winner of the European Capital of Christmas 2024 award? Was that a big moment for you and your team?
We were surprised and thrilled, as it is a great award for the work of the entire team and, of course, all cooperating entities that prepare Brno Christmas.
So what are the criteria exactly for being selected? What makes a city a European Capital of Christmas?
Well, the actual criteria, we don't really know. It's not a public information what really they judged or where we got the best points. The winner was decided by an international jury of 9 members. And the main themes that we emphasized in the application and which were highly appreciated by the jury were the local aspects and solidarity. In the evaluation of Brno, the jury also highlighted the quality of the entire submitted project, as well as the emphasis on culture, heritage, creativity, and strong identity.
So what exactly does that mean, solidarity? I read that, but I wasn't quite sure what they meant by that.
The solidarity means that in Brno we have many charity projects that are ongoing during the Christmas markets, and that is the solidarity aspect that the jury really appreciated.
And you said they liked the whole project that you submitted. So what exactly did you have to do to apply for it? Like, was it a long process? Did you have to prepare a lot of things?
Yeah. To enter the competition, you just need to fill out an online application and send them your presentations that present your concept and the topics that are important to us. Also, it was kind of presentation with photos and all the information about the No Christmas.
So what exactly did you present in your application, or how did you present Brno?
Well, the way we present Brno is a lively city center, which is not really huge. It's very compact. It's full of local people. We appreciate cooperation with other institutions in Brno. Also, there is a lot of local, like small businesses and craftsmen. So these are those aspects that we really highlight.
And what does winning the award mean for Brno? Like, will the city receive anything, any financial rewards, or is it more about the prestige?
No, this title is rather symbolic. It brings with it both prestige, but also commitment to live up to it in the following year as well, because it's the reward is for 2024, or the European Capital of 2024.
And if I can just sneak in a last question, what, in your opinion, is Brno's biggest Christmas attraction?
For this year, it's definitely Brno Dragon, which we dressed into a shining lightning sweater.
What's the Brno Dragon? Is that like a mascot for Brno, or something that you made up for the...
No, it's actual thing. It's an old stuffed crocodile, which is hanging under the old town hall in the city center. And it's kind of tourist attraction, which is connected to some myths which are very popular in Brno, and it's an actual thing, but a studio made for us a special installation, and now he has kind of a sweater which is really specific.
Like a sweater with a reindeer on it, or
it has only stripes, white and red, as are the colors of Brno.
Very nice.